Welcome to the Raise with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day with life from Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for July 31st, 2019, looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Paul writes, "Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. It is clear that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on stone tablets, but on tablets that are hearts of flesh. Such is the confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent by ourselves to claim that anything came from us. Rather, our competence comes from God. He also made us competent as ministers of a New Testament, not of letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. If the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, so that the Israelites could not look directly at the face of Moses because of the glory of his face, though it was fading, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be much more glorious? For if the ministry that brought condemnation has glory, the ministry that brought righteousness has even more glory. In fact, in this case, what was glorious is no longer very glorious, because of the greater glory of that which surpasses it. Indeed, if what is fading away was glorious, how much more glorious is that which is permanent? Therefore, since we have this kind of hope, we act with great boldness. We are not like Moses, who put a veil over his face, so that the Israelites could not continue to look at the end of the radiance as it was fading away. In spite of this, their minds were hardened. Yes, up to the present day, the same veil remains when the Old Testament is read. It has not been removed, because it is taken away only in Christ. Instead, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But all of us who reflect the Lord's glory with an unveiled face are being transformed into his own image, from one degree of glory to another. This too is from the Lord, who is the Spirit." This is the word of our God. In this section, Paul is again dealing with the issue of the Corinthians falling prey to whichever teachers happen to be coming their way. They happen to believe and accept and invite these people who seem to have some sort of credentials, you know, like letters of recommendation or something like that, because that's how the Greek teaching system eventually worked, where you would end up with a traveling teacher who would carry with him letters of recommendation and, you know, hopefully letters from people who were well-known or of a high status or standing. And they would travel around and teach for a time at a place, and then they would move on. And these Corinthians, who we have already heard, really, really love wisdom and really love the appearance of wisdom. And at the same time, they are still worldly in a lot of respects. And Paul has been working with them for quite some time to help bring their attitude and their mindset around to reality in Christ. But these Corinthians still fall prey to the same old trick. Somebody shows up with letters of recommendation, this time Christianized, and we have these letters of recommendation, and this is a teacher about Christ. Okay, then we'll just accept him. That's not correct, Paul says. He's like, well, did I need a letter of recommendation? No, but I have one. It's you guys. The fact that He kind of comes around to the comparison between the law and the gospel. And he says that the Corinthians are kind of like his letter of recommendation. Verse 3, "It is clear that you are a letter from Christ, delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on stone tablets, but on tablets that are hearts of flesh." And so that kind of opens the door to also the possible content of these other teachers who have come to Corinth. Obviously, you could just paint it with a broad brush and say, well, they're false teachers. Okay, move on. But if we narrow it down a little bit from the direction that his discussion takes here, he really talks about the difference between law and gospel, and between the fading glory and the transient nature of the law, especially during Moses' day, and the unfading, the bold nature of the gospel. Remember Moses, he goes up on the mountain, he talks with God, he comes back down with the tablets of stone, and his face is glowing. It is glowing, and nobody wants to come near to him. And so he covers it up so that the Israelites wouldn't see the fading of the glory. That's the thing. The glory of Moses in that circumstance was a temporary glory that came from outside and would fade away over time. And he puts on this veil to hide the fading of it. He doesn't put on the veil just because he's so bright. He takes the veil off to show the Israelites that he had just spoken with God and that his face is glowing. But then he hides it because they don't want to see and they don't like to see how that glory fades away. And Paul says, by comparison, the letters that we have are you. You are our letters. And the letters are not written with ink, but on hearts. And we speak with unveiled faces. And we are bold about what we say and about what we believe, because that's the nature of the gospel. And granted, Moses certainly knew the gospel, but he's very much representative of the Old Testament law covenant, where the Israelites, where Moses reads off the law covenant, and he says, if you do all these things, then God will be your God. If you follow the commandments, if you keep all the ceremonial laws, if you keep all the political laws for setting up their nation, if you do these things, then God will be your God. And that was the law covenant. You hear the two sides of that, the if condition and the then. If you do your part, then God will follow through. The gospel is not like that. God says, even though you have not, here is your forgiveness. Here is your relationship with him and with others. And so Paul uses Moses as a picture. And what he's talking about here, talking about a real event, real circumstances, when Moses really came down from the mountain, and Moses is a real person, and his face was really glowing. But Paul uses him as a picture for this comparison. And he says, basically, Corinthians, you're falling prey to this old covenant that is transitory, that was passing, that was a temporary thing. The if-then covenant of God's law is not a permanent arrangement. Rather, that was a temporary thing for the nation of Israel to keep them on the straight and narrow, to keep them unified as a country until Jesus was born. It was a temporary thing. And Paul says, Corinthians, why are you falling prey to that same sort of temporary glory? No matter the glitz and the glam of whoever the letters happen to be from, these people that had come to Corinth, it sounds like they are trying to preach about Christ, but it's still presented in a law-bound fashion. If you do this, if you make a decision for Christ, if you commit your way to the Lord, if you obey him, then God will bless you. That is not Christ. That is not the gospel. That is a law condition. And all of those law conditions that I just mentioned, and there are many more, hopefully we don't find them among ourselves, because that would be a terrible confusion of law and gospel, for one. But also, it detracts from the glory of God. It would leave hearts burdened that ought to be unburdened, and it would leave hearts unburdened that ought to be burdened. And so Paul says, hold on to the lasting glory. The lasting glory that we have. And we are very bold about this ministry that brings righteousness. He says in verse 9, for if the ministry that brought condemnation has glory, the ministry that brought righteousness has even more glory. In fact, in this case, what was glorious is no longer very glorious, the previous covenant, because of the greater glory of that which surpasses it. And then again, picking it up in verse 16, but whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But all of us who reflect the Lord's glory with an unveiled face are being transformed into his own glory from one degree to another. This too is from the Lord, who is Spirit. In other words, Paul says, you and I can be very bold. We have no reason to be ashamed that this glory is passing away. This glory of our Lord as revealed in his gospel, the glory of free and full forgiveness through Jesus Christ, is a permanent, enduring glory. You can find us 2250 South Holland Savannah Road, Amami, for 7 p.m. Wednesday evening worship and 9 a.m. Sunday morning worship. You could also follow us on Facebook. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.